Bellator 212, the salute to the troops, live on Paramount Network, coming to you from the Blaisdell Arena in Honolulu, Hawaii. We kick off tonight's action-packed card with Derek Campos moving down to featherweight to take on Sam Cecilia.
What a fight it was between these two. Sam Cecilia came out and hurt Derek Campos with multiple blows. That right hand kept touching him, but Derek Campos stayed tough. He stayed in the fight, and it all of a sudden started turning the corner and making Sam tired, making him pay. But in the end, it was Sam Cecilia that gets the decision, and it was the right call.
Split decision victory for Sam Cecilia. Up next, we go to the women's flyweight division. Our feature fight between the Brazilian Juliana Velasquez and Colombia's Alejandro Lara.
A ton of different techniques tried by Alejandro Lara, but it was just the persistence and the pressure that Juliana Velasquez created that ended up causing Lara problems. She would get in bad positions. You'd see Juliana landing shots, wearing her down, and just hitting her with the heavier shots. Eventually, it was just too much for Alejandro Lara. She couldn't stop the pressure. And in the end, even though she goes for that inverted heel hook, it's Juliana Velasquez that gets the unanimous decision.
Team Nogueira's Velasquez remains unbeaten inside the Bellator cage, as does 23-year-old phenom AJ McKee. He moves to 13-0. It took him just 3 minutes and 19 seconds.
Man, what can you say about AJ McKee? He has stepped in this cage and proved himself every time, locking on that anaconda. And once he brings that leg over the top, you see that pressure. There is nothing for Danny Crawford to do but tap. What a win for AJ McKee, and he is absolutely showing he deserves a title shot in the featherweight division.
Impatiently waiting for that chance. The former champion, Frank Mir, facing Javi Ayala, who said, man, I just idolize this guy. I've been watching him for years. Tonight, he fought him, and man, did he give him a fight.
Well, Frank Mir got his positions. Beautiful outside trip. He got Javi Ayala down. He had opportunities working for submissions, but it was the persistence of Javi Ayala, that never-quit attitude, and he opened up Frank, and when he opened Frank up, that caused Frank a problem. You see him knocking the mouthpiece out. Frank can't see, and eventually, he just taps out due to the strikes, due to the damage that Javi Ayala had created.
That precision and one well-placed elbow. Then in tonight's Paramount Network main event, lightweight gold on the line, the rematch between the champion Brent Primus, the former champion Michael Chandler.
Man, I loved what I saw out of both guys. Brent Primus proved, I am a championship-level fighter. I'm the champ, you're gonna have to come take it. And that's what Michael Chandler did. He stepped in there, he hit Primus with big shots, putting him down, but he also got put down and got into a position where he was almost in that rear naked choke. He worked his way out of it, turned the position, actually won the round because of it, because of the heavy shots that he landed, but Primus kept fighting back, and Chandler went to his wrestling, and wrestling was the difference in this fight. Primus kept trying to do things off of his back, but he could not stop the attacks of Michael Chandler. And that is why Michael Chandler is now the three-time Bellator lightweight world champion.
50-45 on all three scorecards. For the latest Bellator news and information, go to Bellator.com or the Bellator app.
A legend reborn, one win away from the heavyweight title. January 26th, live and free.
That's the GOAT!
On Paramount Network, The Last Emperor, Fedor Emelianenko.
Wow!
Battles Ryan Bader in the finals of Bellator's Heavyweight Grand Prix.
Good night!
Plus a stacked card featuring pound-for-pound great Gegard Mousasi defending his middleweight gold and one-punch knockout sensation Aaron Pico. Bellator MMA, live January 26th at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on the new Paramount Network.